All right, kicking off our conversation, we welcome back Lucky Lukele, a spokesperson for the Swaziland Solidarity Network, as things are really intensifying in Eswatini. Frustratingly, as you heard in the news a little bit earlier, President Ramaphosa has now pulled together a consortium of representatives, including former presidency minister Jeff Radebe, to go and speak to King Swati. And let's just get a sense of what's going on the ground and whether or not that will even yield any results. This would not be the first delegation heading to Eswatini. And remember, the last one, as Lucky told us last time, didn't even have the appropriate opposition representatives in the meeting. They actually had to try to enter the meeting as it was ongoing, and it was not very fruitful. So Lucky, welcome back. First and foremost, how are you doing this morning? Are you safe?
Yes, good morning, Ophelia, to you and also the listeners. I'm very much well, I must say, but at the same time, emotionally not okay, given the violence that one has seen meted to the ordinary citizens by the king.
It's always very difficult to get a sense of the reports that are coming out of Eswatini. Can you give us a sense of exactly what that violence is?
Well, the violence has continued. You'll remember that between 3 days, in June 29 to July 3rd, more than 100 innocent citizens were shot and killed. Basically, they were massacred by the king. And more than 250 were hospitalized. And those that were lucky lost their limbs, one or the other. They're in wheelchairs. They're now on crutches. They're permanent scars. So the violence it still continued up until yesterday, for instance, where transporters that were transporting these protesters to Mbabane. You remember that yesterday there was a court appearance of the two incarcerated MPs. So the entire civil society said, no, let us go and give solidarity. As they were traveling to Mbabane, the capital city, the police will stop the buses and throw in tear gas canisters inside the bus. Now, you can imagine the chaos that tear gas caused. Some tried to jump out of the windows. As they were jumping and starting to run, they were then shot at in an execution style. But surprisingly, the aiming was all on the legs this time around. And those that fall on the ground were picked into nearest police station where they were cut deep, and if the bullet is launched in, it will be taken out. Only then an ambulance will be called. So that's why, for instance, the progressive forces in Swaziland were appealing to all citizens to go donate blood, because Swaziland has run out of blood due to the injuries to different blood banks in the country. The internet, we can also confirm that it was closed down, shut down the whole day, clearly to conceal evidence of the barbarism that the king was dishing out yesterday. Another thing that we also wish to highlight to the world is that there are mercenaries that are more than 300 coming from Equatorial Guinea, a military of Equatorial Guinea. You remember that the king is a personal friend to that president and their business partner. These people are in Swaziland, are dressed in the Swaziland uniform of the police. They are the ones that are doing the most shooting now, because the king has moved. He tends not to trust some of the Swazis within the army and the police.
Sure, Lucky. This is a harrowing account, and obviously a really frightening intensification. It looks as though, you know, it may even require the lawmakers as high up as the African Union, if not the United Nations, to assist. As I mentioned earlier on, President Ramaphosa has got a delegation that he's sending through to address King Swati. Do you have any high hopes about that kind of a conversation, trying to negotiate him down when he's clearly becoming so recalcitrant?
Well, we welcomed an intervention from multinational bodies, in particular South Africa, President Ramaphosa, although it is long overdue. we have a hope in his intervention, given his experience in negotiation and also what he did in Lesotho. So the question now in Swaziland is that the situation is much more urgent, because the people continues to die. So we also hope that a seasoned cadre like former Minister Jeff Hadebe will understand the importance of engaging the entire Swaziland civil society, political parties, trade union movement from an equal basis to the king. However, we don't see the king now sitting in a round table with the people of Swaziland. He has committed so much heinous crimes. The only table ready for him is the one at ICC to be arrested and be charged with the massacre and crime against humanity.
That sounds fair to me. Lucky Lukele, wishing you all the best in terms of the coming days, really hoping for a useful result of the conversation that comes from this delegation going to Eswatini. And please, please continue to stay safe. And thank you for continuing to keep us informed of what is on the go there.